We asked you to do a little project. We challenged you to be your own creative ally and write a letter to your younger self. What words or advice did you need to hear when you were at the beginning of your career? Let's start with you, Siggy.
Jeez. I had to... Yeah, it's in a...
For sure. We wouldn't expect any less.
That's fine. We've had it in all forms.
Siggy came with a laptop.
Yeah, Siggy's here with a laptop. We've also had people writing letters, putting it in envelopes.
That was the sweetest.
That was very sweet. We've had people doing it on their phones. So, yeah. I love that you asked for a word count, by the way.
I had to ask for the word count. It's a little bit over, but not too over.
That's
the
absolutely fun.
I like to close my eyes for this section.
Yeah.
Dear Siggy, big personalities are not everybody's cup of tea, but don't let that silence your voice. It's okay to create from a place of limited resources. It's okay to start with what you have to create something unique. It's okay to come to the realization early on in your creative career that you're really unemployable. Your deep hunger for freedom, creative freedom, financial freedom, and location freedom is not a big ask to the capitalistic system you're operating in. You're not a brat for wanting to touch some grass outside, feel the ocean water, touch your toes, all while refueling your creative juices. You're not a brat for wanting longer lunch dates during office hours with your friends and family. It doesn't come from a place of privilege to want more from life. More experiences that enlighten you, more international exposure that shifts your perception of other cultures and informs your creative work. Surely you've clocked it by now. You won't find all this behind a desk in an office cubicle. Creativity is not done through desktop research. Creativity is done outside the confinements of your studios and offices. Thank you for documenting every piece of your work. Your journey reflects how growth is never linear. Continue to build in public. There's relatability in your vulnerability. And remember this, everything that the sun touches is yours.
Wow.
I feel like a Simba moment there.
Yes.
All this land you see is yours. Wow. Thank you, Siggy. Yes,
beautiful.
Thank you.
Richard,
what are you saying to young Boland?
All right. Hi, Richard. Hope you're doing okay. You're probably working. That's okay. You don't have any major commitments, but you will soon one day. Don't give up on your ideas about making games and your own animation shows. Partner with people who can make that happen. Don't try to do everything yourself. Look after your mental health. Leave Facebook and social media while it's still good. It won't serve you that much in the future. Keep exercising and eating right. You don't know it yet, but you're also colorblind and have anxiety. The first 10 years of your studio will be easy, but it'll get harder after that. Your responsibilities will grow, not only for yourself, but for your business too. Going into business with your friends is the right choice, despite what you've been advised against. When AI grows and the economy shrinks, your role as a creative will shift.
Yeah.
Focus on making things that last a long time. Maybe focus on fewer things, but I know how much you like to spread your attention across many aspects of life. Be kind to yourself, continue to not take yourself too seriously, and keep making things and you'll be fine.